Hey guys, Natalia Schneimler here. I help boy moms have a better relationship with their sons and themselves by teaching them the tools how to manage their mind so that when anything comes up in life, they know exactly how to take care of themselves and their kids. Hey guys, how are you doing? I have an example of being rejected as a grown-up story from my life and how important I believe it is for us to actually process on purpose the feeling of being rejected. And I want to say that being rejected only happens in your own head and in your own body. It happens from the thought that you're thinking, which is something like they don't like me or they don't want to be with me. And then the feeling is generated from that thought. It does not happen to you from other people. Okay, so it's very important for us to know that, because then we are not going to feel so powerless, right? We're only generating a feeling of rejection in our brain. Okay, so before I tell my story, this is very important for us to remember. So this happened over Christmas. I organize doubles tennis with a bunch of girls every week, and there was an opportunity for us to book the same time, same week sessions for the rest of the year, for like 6 months or 5 months. But to do that, we had to pay money up front to the tennis place, right? So I asked the girls, do you guys want to do that? Because the other option is just keep booking it week by week, right? Or have the same time, same week, same day, pre-booked for the rest of the year. And the girl said, yeah, sure. So I said, okay, great. So I paid up my money, and we had until like January 6th for everyone else to pay the money to confirm the spot. And, you know, I reminded the girls once and then twice right over Christmas, and no one responded the first time, which, you know, that happens a lot, right? It's a reminder, right? You don't need to respond. Second time I text and I'm like, you know, girls, I think you're just busy with Christmas and family. So, you know, I'm just reminding you. But by the third time, or even of the second time, like after the second time, I started to make it personal about me. And I started thinking how, oh my gosh, like they don't want to play with me. I was too pushy. They don't like me, or like in some sort of sense, right? I started to make it about me and how they just don't even want, you know, I thought they don't respect me enough to even respond. Which felt terrible, right? And notice, this is all happening in my head when they're not responding. So by the time the day comes to like the deadline arrives and nobody has paid, you know, the last couple of days before that, I really realize, okay, they don't want to do this. And I am carrying it around with me and I don't feel good, right? I'm like, oh, you know, they didn't even respond. And I felt bad. And it was carrying around with me until one day I decided to stop carrying around with me and to process it on purpose. Okay, so what I did was I lay down on the couch and I felt so bad, I cried. I cried because I was feeling fully rejected. I felt like they don't even like me enough to respond. Like this is the bare minimum. Like how hard is it to say no? They don't even like me enough to respond. That was probably the most painful thought that I had, because I was fine with them not wanting to book the spot. And I, you know, I've said that to them, but I guess what was hurting me is that they didn't even respond. So I decided to kind of process it. And that was a very conscious decision to process it, because I was carrying around with me, and because I wasn't fully allowing myself to fully feel rejected, it kept on lingering day after day. And I remember doing that and lying down and crying. And, you know, at the same time later in that day, I laughed as well, because I'm a grown woman. Feeling rejected by other grown women seems ridiculous. Seems like kindergarten, right? But it still happens. It will still happen because we have human brains. And it's simply our human brain having a thought like they don't even like me. That's all that's happening. They're not doing any of it. So I processed it. I cried. I felt sorry for myself. And I fully let that be there to 100%. I felt really bad. I cried, right? So I've processed that. And then later I was able to talk about it with my husband and, you know, share with him. Because when I haven't processed it, I couldn't even talk about it. Because I kept pushing it away. And that's why I'm really proponent, like really encouraging you to process it. That means decide to sit down and feel shitty on purpose for a few minutes. That's it. Just decide to do that. And then you will have it out of your system and you will be able to move on. You'll be able to access other thoughts other than they don't like me. You'll be able to feel better because pushing it down will simply keep it there for longer because you already are thinking those thoughts and they're there until you fully process them. So I think that is super important. And I just actually saw a friend who got rejected by a company for a job. And that's the first thing I said to her, make sure you process your feelings. And she said, oh yeah, I'm fine. Next week, full depression hits her. And, you know, that was my interpretation of it. It was she needed to process those feelings of being rejected as a grown woman. And however that happens for you, depression or sadness or whatever, it still is something that needs to be processed in your body chemically. So the resolution, the best part of the story was what actually was going on for the girls. This is what I love, separating what's in my head from the facts, is because the facts are never as dramatic as in my head. And when I tell my husband this and he goes, what? He says, dude, it's after Christmas. He says, you know, no one has money. They just kind of spent it all on Christmas. So of course they don't want to pay. And the last thing they want to admit that is to tennis friends, you know, they don't feel like, saying, hey, sorry, you know, I don't want to put that on my credit card. And because it's just not something I guess people feel comfortable doing, sharing, right? Which I guess I understand, right? So he said, just give them an easy out and just kind of go back to weekly, right? Because the truth is, you know, we all still want to play, but we just want to play week by week. So that's what I did. I just said, you know what? I think it's better week by week and that we don't need to book it, right? And all of a sudden, everyone responded and they were also happy to play again and not be put on the spot to say whatever reason they didn't want to say, right? So, and one of the girls didn't even get the messages because she was traveling. And for some weird reason, all of the text messages from me were coming through as some attachment that didn't download. So she wasn't responding because she doesn't like me. She wasn't responding to me because just she doesn't respect me enough to respond. No, she just didn't even get the messages. And the other girls had their reasons, what was going on for them in their life, in their head. And it just was not a priority for them. It had nothing to do with me and had nothing to do with them respecting me or not respecting me. Zero. As soon as I gave them an option to do week by week, which is what they wanted, they responded and everything was fine. And the lesson for me was here to understand that, you know, some people are not comfortable sharing whatever, you know, saying no, which is I'm still kind of trying to figure out, because I guess people just don't like to say no. Once I figure it out, I'm going to share a podcast episode with you on that. But the one that I wanted to share with you is actually just processing the feeling of rejection that we have created ourselves in our own head. That feels really bad. It feels like you're back in kindergarten in high school where somebody doesn't like you. A whole group of people don't like you. That is a real legitimate thing that we will face as grown-ups. And it actually doesn't happen out there. It just happens in your head. So if you're brave enough to feel really sad and to process it, I promise you, you will process it and it will go away. you will not feel sad anymore. You'll be done with it. You'll move on to another emotion, which could be curiosity about them, which could be understanding about them, which could be simply moving on to figuring out what to do next, right? Saying, you know what? I feel fine now. Let me text them and schedule the tennis. And that is part of being grown up, is taking care of your emotions and not blaming others for how you feel. Because at that point, right, if I didn't know how to process my rejection, I could have literally felt blame it on them, that they don't like me enough, and never text them again and never organize another tennis again. And the whole time it wasn't even about me, which was such great news, right? They're just happy to play. It's just, it was never about me. And if I made it about me and them not liking me, I would have not continued my friendship with them and play tennis. So process your rejection, feeling of rejection, and feel it when you need to identify it. You need to be good at identifying it and understanding that it's simply coming from a thought in your head. All right, guys? I love you all so much. Please get coached so we can also uncover some of the things that you're believing that are totally driving the way you're feeling, the way you're showing up for your relationships. If we uncover them, then you'll have access to change them. If you can't see what's in there, you can't change it. So that's what coaching is for. Come get coached. Go to my website, www.coachingnatalia.com. Sign up for a free session. For sessions free, what are you waiting for? Let's go. I love you all so much. Have a great week. Bye.